We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak & Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Oh, man. Let's talk about an experience with a leopard that went wrong. A guy pays $150 for a full contact experience with a real leopard.
During a pandemic, my gosh.
And he is mauled immediately. So here's the backstory. There's a 50-year-old guy named Dwight Turner in Davie, Florida, and he recently decided he would go to a small private animal sanctuary owned by a guy named Michael Pogge.
And Pogue.
He paid.
Which one was he on Tiger King?
The one with the bad teeth.
Oh.
This would be Leopard King if they did the story on that.
I just thought about it. In a leper, someone with all the diseases and the spots and stuff. Is that how? Which came first, the leper or the leopard?
Well, I don't know.
Probably
leopard. Well, what's the difference between a leopard and a jaguar or a puma? Don't they all look alike?
They're all fairly similar. Jaguars and panthers are the same. Leopards are a little different.
Panthers are badass looking. They want to get to start licking water.
I think jaguars are faster.
Yes, and more expensive.
All right. So this guy, Dwight, wanted a full contact experience with a black leopard. He thought that would be his dream come true.
Mm-hmm.
But it turned out to be a nightmare for Dwight. He got into the cage and the leopard mauled the hell out of him. So his scalp was hanging from his head and his right ear was torn in half. He spent a week in the emergency room and needed multiple surgeries after the leopard, did that to his head and his right ear. So Michael was licensed to have the leopard, but not to offer the contact experience. So now he's been cited for maintaining captive wildlife in an unsafe condition. And the man, Dwight Turner, his lawyer says the entire experience was illegal. So any waivers his client may have signed before the experience would be void.
See, it's always the thing with those. There's always some kind of workaround.
Yeah.
If you sign the waiver and you get in there and that happens, at least you got a story to tell, I guess.
It's like when you go somewhere and it says, not responsible for what happens in the parking lot or whatever. Like, are you not just because you put up a sign?
Yeah, you still usually are. The sign doesn't take away your responsibility.
Mm-mm. Damn right you are. I wear a sign every day.
Yeah.
It says, not trying to be a dick.
I can't put a sign up as not responsible for accidents on my car and then go run into people. I'll still get in trouble.
The I'm not being a dick t-shirt, you just got a cease and desist from Nines LLC.
Mm-hmm.
That's his trademark.
BBC.
You heard the FOF.
Leopards are, right, and jaguars are bigger than leopards? Yeah. They weigh about 75 pounds more on average.
Dangus.
Yeah. Jaguars live in Central and South America where they're the largest big cat, while leopards are the smallest big cats in their habitat of Africa and Asia.
Did you see what the mountain lion did in the guy's video?
Around here we have cougars, mountain lions, etc.
Oh, my.
Like when it starts to charge him, like, I can't remember if it was a girl or a boy, but it straightened his arms out. Like, I don't know how that makes you faster if you're an animal, but, you know, my dog does that sometimes.
Oh, and the cat charged at him? With
yeah.
The, yeah, it's, I don't know why. There's a reason they do that, but I don't know exactly why.
It's like they don't use them. They'll use the legs, but they don't use the arms. They just straighten them out.
Something to do with intimidating, yeah, I guess.
Fast for me, I'll tell you that.
Well, Halloween is tomorrow, and if you have children, parents, this is for you if you're planning maybe to go out trick-or-treating or you're not really convinced that that's a good idea. Here are some other things that you can do. You can have a costume party on Zoom.
No, you can't.
Loser!
No.
You can't do that?
Just go to a trunk-or-treat instead.
Well, here's another idea for you. So you don't want to take them around the neighborhood and have your kid exposed to other people's germs. That's probably a good idea that you don't want to do that if you're worried about that thing. Well, you can have a Halloween pinata in your backyard and have that for kids.
Wish I knew a trunk-or-treat to go to.
I know where
they
one.
Make political pinatas. Never mind. I'm don't sure answer
they,
that.
I'm sure they do.
They do the running of the pinatas.
Yeah. I don't have a lavish pinata.
All right. Well, here's another idea.
You know the ultimate parent? What the ultimate parent would do, since the kids can't go around to the neighbors, the ultimate parent would get about themselves 10 different costumes. The kids would go out in the yard. Parents would put on a different costume. Kids would go up to the house, trick-or-treat, get the candy, go walk around the yard, come back, parents wearing a different costume. And they give them the experience of trick-or-treating.
And better candy.
They probably should have made a mortgage payment instead of buying 10 Halloween costumes.
It wouldn't be right for little, what's one of the names?
Just say Caden.
Caden.
Austin.
Yeah, all those guys.
All right. Well, you know, we're trying here. You don't have to do these ideas if you don't like them.
Just trying to get through this election.
I know.
Now.
We're just trying to get to Tuesday. Movie nights and indoor picnics. You can do that. A lot of parents are ordering pizza party. That's always good for the kids.
Indoor picnic is just eating.
I was about to say, I never thought about indoor eating. All this talk about outdoor eating.
Yes.
Huh.
Indoor picnic? You don't say.
Huh.
You're going to eat in the house?
You bring the ants in.
Oh, okay. You
got
to let the flies in first.
You bring a picnic table in the living room, maybe.
Oh.
It's an awful idea. Watch scary movies, play games, let your kids have as much candy as they want. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
For the kids, when they're running around wild, you'll regret it.
And then if you need, I have a promo code I can offer you for some Metformin later on. Put some Metformin in their stocking for Christmas.
All right, here's a fun idea that I think we mentioned earlier on the show, so we're geniuses. Halloween scavenger hunts could be a thing if you really want to hide candy throughout your yard or throughout your house. They can go get candy out of those little eggs.
Ripping off Easter. That's what they'll tell you.
Yeah. Scavenger hunts used to be so much fun. They really, really did. I enjoyed them.
They were a lot of fun.
You did that?
Oh, yeah. The scavenger hunts? Yeah, where you'd all like meet. Usually it was church-oriented, but it was still fun.
Yeah, people used to do this before Pokemon Go.
You'd like, hey, you'd knock on a stranger's door. First of all, that's frightening, even in itself. Hey, yeah, what do you kids want? Do you have...
Come on in.
5 marshmallows? You do? Can we have them?
They're in my pocket.
But if a homeless person went up and said, excuse me, I'm a veteran, I have cancer, I'm unemployed, and someone stole my cardboard sign. Do you have anything I can eat? Get the hell out of here!
You just nailed them
all.
Yeah,
but a van full of kids from a church, they'll just give you stuff you don't need.
We're going to wait. No one's going to eat these marshmallows. We're going to waste them. They'll be hard by the time they get back to the church. But it was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun.
It's the thought that counts.
Veteran, homeless, and cancer. Honey, give them a pie.
They should have just made the scavenger hunt canned goods and then given them to the homeless people.
Mm-hmm.
But don't forget the can openers.
The dented ones.
You give
dented can openers, no.
No, not dented can openers. Those don't work. I'm saying when you give these canned goods to the homeless people, give them a can opener, for God's sakes.
I give them every time you donate a can, it's either dented or it's veg-all or both.
Ah.
And if it's soup.
Succotash. Sucks.
Get out of here, Margaret Holmes.
Oh, I hate succotash.
Yuck. All right. Well, if you love Saved by the Bell, I have some good news for you. Lisa Turtle will appear on the new Saved by the Bell. After all, Lark Voorhees has been added to the cast, so there's no word when she'll show up on or how many episodes she'll be doing. But this is what Peacock, the streaming service, says. When the show picks up with Lisa. She is a thriving, successful person with a career in fashion.
She has a different look, too.
Yeah.
She's blonde now.
They don't need her.
Have you seen that? She's blonde. She's got like Marilyn Monroe hair now, all just like, wow.
She's the only one without a counterpart now, because you know they ain't going to have Screech back.
No.
Yeah, he's the only main cast member that's still missing.
It was awkward enough to watch Mario Lopez interview him.
Mario.
Because he's interviewing him like he kind of don't know him. I'm like, you guys just grew up together. Because he said all that stuff about the cast.
But what was Screech's big thing? Sorry, so many scandals have happened.
He had the sex tape first.
He did have sex tape first.
Wasn't he arrested for punching someone or something?
Seems
like that.
He's been in a few brushes with the law.
And
most
he wrote
recently,
a book.
He did Saved by the Bell trivia at a bar in Greenville.
Yeah, he did. And so did a dude from The Office.
Yeah. Kevin?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or was it Stanley? Yeah.
Was he virtually there?
At least Kevin. No, he was there.
Wow.
It's a booking, brother.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the camera right now, Jim Halpert style. Like, why didn't I know about this?
Yes, you are.
This guy's some advertising stuff.
All right, well, so Saved by the Bell will hit Peacock on November 25th, so get ready for that.
Everybody knew to go see Tony Todd, you know?
Yeah, that's
He's
true.
Coming next week?
They knew to go to come see him next week.
Yeah. Then Kane Hodder the week after that.
Yeah.
I saw the Saved by the Bell trailer. I don't know if you watched it, the new one.
Did a tree fall through it?
No. I mean, it's the same bit, but with a different character. Like, you know, the girl will pause and she'll talk to the camera and...
Yeah,
that whole bit.
You think Toy Federation hire me part-time to work for them?
Probably. I know. I would work the counter and stand there.
Yeah, I just want a part-time job at Toy Federation now. I'll really do the job. I just want a part-time job there. I mean, do this stuff, man.
Dude, they got toys I didn't know existed. Like, they got a Dr. Right? Loomis and a Laurie Strode.
Right. They got all that stuff, man.
Yeah.
Do they have any of the...
looks like Donald Pleasance, too.
Recollections. You know, those where it looks like an old-style toy action figure carted up, but it's a newer one. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Kinda.
Yeah, they got all kinds of stuff.
I want to go there. We get credit for this?
Good toys, too.
Just trying to get in on that Kane Hodder.
Kanye West gave his wife, Kim Kardashian West, a birthday present for her 40th birthday, and some folks are calling it bougie, tacky, weird. So what was it?
He named a cell phone tower on the moon after her. That's going to be the new thing for Christmas.
Kim posted on her Twitter page saying, "For my birthday, Kanye got me the most thoughtful gift of a lifetime, a special surprise from heaven, a hologram of my dad." It's so lifelike. We watched it over and over again, filled with emotion.
Cruel.
Did you get a hologram of the bag OJ gave him?
Oh, man. Was it the look when they said not guilty and he was like blinking his eyes like, are you freaking serious?
He was shocked.
What?
It's just her dad in front of a blue curtain.
Yeah, the holograms are always blue.
So
bluish.
He wasn't putting in any setting that was any different, like, you know, the courtroom or anything.
What was he doing? Was he the sing happy birthday to? That was creepy, man.
Well,
what did he do?
What he did is he tells Kim how proud he is of the whole family and how he's watching over all of them, and that he loves the fact that she's continuing his legacy by studying to become a lawyer.
How do they do the voice?
You've seen this
voices?
All this stuff, man. All the deep fake stuff.
Yeah, I mean, they can easily recreate a voice with a sample of audio. They can recreate a voice, yeah.
They got that, the South Park guys are doing a deep fake show.
Mm-hmm.
Did they have he had the streak in his hair? It looked just like him?
Like Matt Hardy?
A little white streak in the middle?
Yeah.
Bob Senior.
Man, that's creepy.
So he also tells Kim she married the, quote, the most genius man in the whole world, Kanye West.
Oh, my God. So, of course.
That's where it gets really weird.
So she loved it. What? So as long as she loves it, what he did, I mean.
It's kind of creepy looking. It just is.
It is.
Oh, my God.
That's where you're like, oh, that could really mess with your head, man.
Can I get Robert Kardashian on Cameo, his hologram?
You get Fat Rob Jr. if you want.
Hmm.
I think he's still fat.
That's crazy.
You get Lord Disick, even though he's still with us.
Does it have a retail price on that?
Let me double check. I didn't see a price on that.
God. What to give the person who has everything?
Yeah, we couldn't just go buy that. You got to know people.
Yeah. He probably got that from George. George probably got it for him.
Maybe.
You know George.
Yeah.
It's really odd to look at, man. It's just hard to see.
I don't know how I'd feel about that, you know, seeing my mom or my dad. It just probably messed me up a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, me too. Especially if I didn't know it. Like if it's a surprise party and I walk into the room and the lights were off and my dad is standing there.
You have a heart attack.
And then
attack.
All of a sudden, I'm like, what the hell is happening? And everybody turns on, surprise! It's a surprise party.
Got you.
You didn't see the ghost of your dad's hologram. That's your present. We all chipped in $5,000 each.
Now I had two heart attacks at once.
Thank you. Double bypass.
You want to celebrate some birthdays?
Celebrity birthdays.
Edge.
Aw.
You think you know me?
I'd like to meet you.
Yeah, Edge is cool, man. I like Edge.
Happy anniversary yesterday. I'm a fan. I'm going to say, boy, I like him a lot. I like him a lot.
I like him more than you. I got his cards.
Bull crap.
I got Edge wrestling cards. Topps Chrome. Think he'd sign it for free?
Nope.
If you met him, he probably would.
I will say that.
He's got a nice body.
Adam Copeland, if I may break kayfabe and say his real name. I'm going to say that he is 47.
I'm going to say Edge is 48 now.
45?
Edge is 47.
Ah, the rated R superstar.
And Snow is celebrating a birthday today.
Oh, man.
Come on.
Did anybody ever figure out what he's referring to with his one and only song? Of any note.
Yeah, I never tried to figure it out, but I can if you want.
I just kind of accepted it.
I don't know what lick your boom boom down means.
It's a licky boom boom down. Licky, not lick your licky.
Licky boom boom.
Of course I messed it up. I'll lick your boom boom down. Licky.
He talks about stabbing somebody during the chorus.
Oh, yeah.
Twice.
I'm like wondering now if snow is a reference to cocaine.
You think?
Something else.
12 inches.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I think 12 inches of snow is, you know, blank joke.
Oh.
But I think the name might be cocaine.
Somebody say cocaine.
You know, I can't even think of what this guy looks like. So I'll just say that he is 50 even.
Yeah, I haven't seen him since the music video for Informer. So I'll say he's 52.
54?
Snow is 51. Gavin Rossdale from Bush.
I hadn't heard anything out of him in years.
They had a new song this year. Pretty decent, big, kind of.
From the kingdom. I like him.
It's got to be tough, too, when you just find out. Maybe there was a chance that he and Gwen would get back together and Blake put a ring on it.
You think they fought or had words with each other? Because Blake Shelton's a pretty big dude.
I think they're just co-parenting now and trying to get along.
Blake Shelton's a big dude, but, man, he seems real soft, though.
Big redneck from Oklahoma, you think he told him, like, look here. Don't you talk to my woman.
He's like a cool dude, but man, those songs he puts out are, you know what? I mean, yeah.
Kind of like Vince Gill, right? Vince Gill, where it's like.
I had Vince Gill whoop his ass. But yeah, man. You make a good point.
But in that room, yes. But Vince Gill in the room with Alan Jackson, who you got your money on, Alan Jackson.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. With or without the stash.
Either way, I will say that Gavin Rossdale is 52.
52. 54.
57.
Gavin is 55 today. And the last one is Henry Winkler.
Hey. Like old Madman's favorite sauce, 57.
Uh-huh. I will say that the Fonz, a guy who should be very glad that Adam Sandler grew up a big fan of Happy Days.
Never cusses.
I will say that that son of a bitch is 68.
When was Happy Days on? The 70s, right? Like early 70s? Mid 70s?
Yeah, because, you know,
but
Richie.
They based it in the 60s or 50s.
50s, yeah. So it's been 45 years since he was on there, and I think he was about 30 on that show, so I'm going to say about 75.
74?
Henry Winkler is 75 today. Well done.
Hey! You can set on it, Potsy.
That's old Tim's uncle.
All right. Potsy.
You look like Ralph Mouth when you take your bridges off.
Uh-oh.
You look like...
I wish you'd be like the brother that went to war and never came back.
Your driveway
remember
was like
that?
Potsy.
Yeah. They had an older brother. He went to war and never came back. They never explained it.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
I'm going to Leather Tuscadero.
I'm your TV land.
Rise Guys Headlines styled by Rockerville Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
Yeah. Pinky, right? Pinky. Not
and Leather. Leather was Pinky's sister.
From next Friday?
Pinky Tuscadero had a younger sister named Leather.
That's the reason why he tried to do the motorcycle jump.
Yeah.
When he tried to jump over the grizzly bear.
Yeah.
Or whatever it was.
The sharks?
Sharks.
He jumped the shark?
Yeah, he's jumping the shark.
Oh, boy.
Leather was the hot one, too.
Yeah.
Not the Pinky Day-Day worked for?
No, no, it was the sharks that he jumped over. All right, Paige, hit him with the hind. Thank you so much. Maybe this will make the Stern Show. Who knows?
Maybe.
We'll take a break. We come back. More Rise Guys right after this.
Show. Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's gone.
93.3, The Planet Rocks.
All right. Scene one. Remember, Halloween implications here. Facebook.com/RiseGuys. Scene one, playing the role of Elvira will be Paige. Playing the role of Dracula will be Fat Boy. Playing the role of Toot will be freaking me. And playing the role of Pookie will be Niner. And action.
You know, I find it funny how you're all about your friends because your family wasn't there for you at first. But now you have your family, your friends aren't important to you. Your friends don't exist when it's time for you to have a Halloween party? Well, I got a message for you, bitch. Grow up if you got something to say. Then say it. We can do this the easy way or the hard way. Don't matter to me. All you have is air and opportunity. So let's get it. Oh, and P.S. Wait till he hears the truth about what you did after he got locked up. Ha!
OMG! Hell yes, girl. Tell it.
Yes. This is very, very exciting to read.
Hey! Don't talk crap my cousin and speak to her like you okay. I don't want to have to tell you again.
Yeah, well, maybe you don't pretend like you know what the hell's going on, butt out.
Bitch! First of all, I know you came to her wedding in a dress that my niece should have worn. Damn, looking like 10 pounds of blank and a 5-pound bag nobody wanted to see. Ain't no telling what in the hell you trying to come to a party looking like. I didn't know hell was a Halloween mask, or maybe that's your face every day. Don't act like you know me and who I am, because you don't, and you won't.
Hey, thank you. I wore the dress I wanted to, and I'll tell you this, I'll wear whatever the hell else to this party too, because I'm going anyway. Wild damn horses ain't going to drag me from it. And here's another thing. If you don't like it, then you can kiss my ace, all around my ace, and everywhere close to it. If I wanted your opinion, then I would have asked. Now it's time for you to take your ass on somewhere else.
Well, sounds like truth hurts. And it sure does sound like you wounded right about now. You keep my cousin's name out your damn mouth. I gave you my opinion because somebody needed to tell you what you were. You was in the Lord's house dressed like a cheap whore. You welcome.
Pookie, I know you're going to that damn party she's trying to keep me and Toot from, so don't even be trying to bring up other stuff. I won't stand for it, bitch.
OMG, girl, you speaking all the truth today?
Look, it's one damn thing to have your feud with everybody else. When you start attacking the rest of my damn family, then that's where I draw the damn line.
Look, Elvira, I don't know what happened between the two of you, but you've been friends for so long that I would hate to see you ruin it on Facebook. You are better than this. It's time to grow up and move along with your life. And don't forget to leave your window open tonight. Sleep with your head tilted to the side, please. Inserts winking gif of his nephew, the Count, from Sesame Street.
Hey, damn man. Hey, she's moved on, so you need to get damn over it. I mean, this is stupid and probably why she don't want you at a party.
Maybe you need to just shut the blank up and mind your business.
But see, now you're pissing me off. Funny how you stir the pot when it comes to my cousin, but nobody talks about you being blank and pregnant, trying to keep it a secret. I bet your boyfriend don't even know. Does his brother? Can't wait to hear how that conversation plays out.
OMG.
Post a meme of big-eyed Bernie Mac looking to the side that says, I know this fool just didn't.
Yeah, I did. How does it feel, blank blanker? Looks like we got another pregnant whore to be at the party since you ain't invited.
5 blood-curdling minutes later, Pookie gets a private message in his inbox from Elvira.
Well, that's funny. Just got a private message.
What the hell you talking about?
I'm just gonna leave this right here for everybody to see.
And the message reads,
hey, dude, you need to shut up with me being pregnant. I ain't took a test yet. I don't know who the damn daddy is. What are you trying to do? Get me thrown out of my ass?
End scene. If you like what we're doing here, share it out at the end and help spread the word for us. We appreciate you. All right, scene 2. Playing the role of Sheila will be Fat Boy. Playing the role of Porter will be 9. Playing the role of Hunter, 2 N's, no T, freaking me. Also playing the role of disembodied news voice will be freaking me. And playing the role of Carla will be Paige. And action.
Local news station shares a story. Not everything is what it seems. Marijuana in your child's Halloween candy? We'll talk about it. We'll talk to the Indiana State Police to get some answers. More at 11.
It's from the Indiana State Police this time, so it's real. Consider it your annual reminder that these sick animals are out here trying to hurt our babies.
That's some age, man. I know. How do people still fall for this?
What do you mean? How would a parent know if there's drugs in the candy? Seems like it would be easy to fall for it. As you say, smartass.
No, man, I don't mean like that. I mean, there's no weed in Halloween candy.
Don't be so naive. These people are animals, and they're trying to get our kids addicted to drugs so they can start selling them drugs at school, dummy-ass.
Our lady, WTF, for real? I mean, are the teachers selling drugs? They got all the schools locked down because Karen's like you. Now y'all on Facebook complaining about how you can't just walk into school without some security hassles, and it's your own damn fault.
No, stupid ass. Just stop and try to think for a minute, okay, dumbass? If they got one kid addicted to drugs on Halloween, they can use him to sell the drugs at school. How are people this stupid?
OMG, they totally would too. I don't believe this right now. How? I have never thought about drugs in the candy.
Because you ain't ever had any fun. Seriously, how's the kid supposed to know where he even did drugs? If he figures out he was high, how does he know which house they came from? Are you going to go door to door asking everybody if they gave out weed on Halloween?
No, she never thought about drugs and candy because she's a decent person. Would never do something like drugs.
Well, you still didn't tell me how the kid would know they're high or how they'd know where the weed came from.
Look, stupid. Just because you have all the questions doesn't mean I have all the answers. I don't do drugs. I don't know how they do it, but they seem to be doing a good job.
I mean, do you even know how much like weed edibles cost? Some of these things are like $30, $40 a piece. So again, nobody is giving out weed candy to your kids on Halloween. I mean, no one.
No, smartass. I said I don't do drugs.
Aloha. Look, yeah, he's right, though. The people who sell it aren't just giving it away because, well, they sell it. This story comes out, like, every year, but it's never true, dudes. It's just the news, like, trying to scare people.
This wasn't the news, stupid. It's the cops.
Well, yeah, but, like, they try to, like, scare people, too.
You're so dumbass. You must be on drugs right now.
Yeah, well, I'm not taking any chances when it comes to my kids getting high. I'll go someplace safe, like trunk or treat.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, you're just as likely to get some old woman accidentally giving them, like, blood pressure medicine than you are, like, weed in their candy, dude.
Would you have said the same thing? They started finding razor blades and apples?
Oh, my God. Y'all ladies, please stop. Nobody ever put razor blades in apples either.
How are you this stupid and naive? I've been hearing about razor blades and apples since I was a little kid in the 60s, okay? This has gone on forever, and back then, people actually gave out apples on Halloween, and we always had to check to make sure they were safe to eat.
Seriously, there really isn't one confirmed story of a razor blade and an apple, like, ever. I'd say look it up, but you won't do that. You're just going to keep believing old wives' tale from 50 years ago.
Well, my mama wasn't a liar. But your dumb ass certainly might be.
No, she wasn't a liar. I mean, she just didn't know any better. You could know better, but you don't want to know better.
How do you even know all of this? Are you on drugs right now? And as far as I know, you could be the one putting the drugs in the candy.
WTF? No way. I'm not giving up my profits to make some kid sleepy. Hell no.
Oh, damn. Dude, nerd rope?
Nah, man, it's gummies right now.
Is it cool if I DM you?
Just sent you a friend request.
End scene. Weed candy.
No
weed problem. Candy. Scene 3. Playing the role of Igor will be 9. Playing the role of Wolfie.
It's Igor, by the way.
Will be Fat Boy. Playing the role of Stepmummy will be Paige. And playing the role of Dracula will be freaking me. And action. I want to ask you all to keep me and my family in your prayers, PLZ. Thank you in advance.
Hey, Dracula, of course I will. Are y'all okay, boss?
Oh, thank you, Igor. You've always been a trusted friend for what? Has it been 300 years?
Oh, my goodness, has it been that long? Time flies like a bat!
I see what you did there. But I must be honest and tell you, I'm kind of over all these COVID jokes, you know?
Oh, I'm sorry, boss. It wasn't a COVID joke. The bat reference was in reference to, well, you know that thing you do after dark. Oh, never mind.
Oh, Igor, you're thinking of Wolfie and the howling he does.
Speaking of him, where's the wolf?
Hey, did somebody say my name, baby?
Hey, Wolfie! It's Wolfie!
How's up, dudes?
Wolfie, you've been MIA on FB. Are you good, man?
Oh, Igor, my God, don't ask. Here we go down this road. I simply wanted to ask for prayer, and this one starts with the other one, but whatever.
I'll delete it if I need to, boss.
No, don't mind me. Just go on with your bad self.
What is it, boss?
Oh, Igor, Igor, for centuries, all you've done is push people's buttons. Chair emoji. Lightning bolt emoji. Exploding head emoji.
Ooh, Dracula, baby, it's fine. I'm okay to talk about it. Igor, I'm okay, man. No virus. I did have some symptoms back in April, but I'm okay now, baby.
Just laying low on social media, Wolfie.
See, Igor, this is what I'm describing earlier. Wolfie being a perfect half-wolf, half-gentleman. Simply put, he was sidestepping the question. And you bring it up again. And I'm all like, Igor, no, don't ask Wolfie why he's not been on Facebook. And look where we are now. What's with the monkey on your back, Igor?
That's my humpback, boss. I've had it since I was 133 years old.
Woo! Can we make this world better? If even we can't get along. I mean, you guys, it's my stepmommy. We just really aren't getting along right now. I hate that witch.
Oh, Wolfie, I get it. You know, it's true. What he says, Igor, you could learn something from a Wolfie, you bug-eyed midget.
Your teeth are blanked up, Dracula. Don't step to me with the name-calling. I've had it up to here with the short jokes from you.
You douche-bat.
Bloodsucker.
Dude! What's the language? My great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandkids peep my book.
I'm sorry, boss.
I selection stress. Then I had to move back in with my wolf dad and stepmommy, and I'm currently unemployed. So.
Oh, my God. What happened to you working at BOO-MW?
Oh! Don't ask, baby. They just switched me to second shift, and if you know anything about me and my schedule, it just didn't work out for the wolfie. I'm not a people person at night, you know what I'm saying?
Ah, man, I get that. The state tried to blank with me over getting disability, and I was all like, look at me. Sure, I still have my wits about me, but I am 313 years old, for Frank's sake.
Yeah, so all I'm doing is sitting around all day. BR van surfing my day at night. You know, same old barking at the moon, baby, but when it's cloudy, it's not the same. It's like wearing a rubber, if that makes any sense.
Oh, dude, I totally get that. When I couldn't taste anything for like 3 months back in December, when that was all going around, I was like, why am I even sucking this blood? I can't even taste it.
Yeah, I know, right? So my stepmom is an old bat.
Hey, watch it now.
No. Like that, Dracula, my stepmom is really out of touch, man. She's a big Biden supporter, you know? And me? Well, I'd be beating wolves for Trump if that tells you anything.
Ah, man, I thought your stepmom was Team Bernie.
Stepmommy, quit following me. My every move.
Russian flag emoji, China flag emoji.
Oh, really? I don't know what my wolf dad sees in you. I assure you were a MILF in the 1500s, but now all you does is watch the news and bitch.
Oh, well, Igor, look, I'm not bilingual. I wanted Rosetta Stone for my blood day, but I had to settle for Witch's Stone instead.
Boss, it's that thing where people who really want to fix things, but they end up at each other's throats.
Oh, yes, I know, right? I'm all like, make peace, drop the garlics, ban wooden stakes and silver bullets forever.
Well, your vote counts, boss. Where's your precinct?
Where else? Transylvania County.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
The RiseRadio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Thanks to everybody who called, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted, tweeted, all of that stuff. Hopefully you had a good time. We did.
Yeah, we did. We had a damn good time.
Today was good. Make sure you join us Monday if you missed the FOF line, 864-241-4318. We'll get that, a compilation of that on for you Monday, as well as the sack. You can email us, theriseguys@aol.com.
Yeah, why don't you do it before you get to having too much fun over the weekend?
We're going
to
do a worst of tomorrow morning?
Hell yeah.
All right, 6 until 10 for that, and then back at it Monday. Paige will rock you at work next. Fat Boy, 5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We'll go live at 6. Thank y'all for listening. Have a blessed weekend. Wash your hands. Be safe. It is good. Tickle it.
More rock and fewer commercials. A 93-minute rock block hits you between the ears. Next on 93.3 The Planet.
Rock. Bye, baby. Bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.